Oh, I'm John Hunter, Hertfordshire NFU chairman. Unfortunately, it started last Easter, really. We thought we had a drought, and that turned out not to be the case. And as the year progressed, you know, the rain came in, and the evidence was there at harvest time, or lack of yield, rather.
And things have been pretty tough in the last few months or so as well, because I guess with the snow and the ice, it just makes things even more difficult.
Yeah, of course. Our year goes September through to September, so we plant next year's crops in September, October time. And the rain started with us here on the 22nd of September, and we had a real deluge, and it never really stopped. So it's kept going all winter, right up until now, really.
So we're stood on the farm right now. I can't see too many fields straight ahead of me, but to the left, it looks like there's been some activity in there. What sort of stage should you be at this time of the year?
It's been so cold this spring. We're in the beginning of April, and you know we'd expect some growth, but we had some crops to drill and to redrill at the end of February, beginning of March, and that was 4 weeks ago. Well, since then, we've had 4 weeks of cold, wet weather, and they have barely germinated, and there has been hardly any growth. So the fields you're looking at here are oilseed rape, which is the yellow flower. It's not too bad in places here, but being so cold, it hasn't used the fertiliser that we've put on the ground, so there's hardly any growth, and, of course, pigeons seem to love grazing on the oilseed rape, so the fields you're looking at are quite stumpy and they don't look brilliant. There's not a lot of leaf there. Until the ground warms up, it's not going to grow.
What has become very evident since we've been chatting earlier on as well is how much you are at the mercy of the weather, really. You can make as many plans in many of the ways. We've just been having a look at the equipment in one of the barns. You can get the best equipment and sort of make plans. But in the end, it does all come down to what happens in the sky.
The weather is king. We watch the weather all year. It doesn't matter what month it is. There's things to happen on the farm. And you need to, if there's bad weather coming or good weather coming to you, you want to know about it. And so you can plan your day or plan your week. Last August, for argument's sake, we did quite a lot of damage to the fields because it was wet weather. You know, you're trying to harvest the crops and the heavy machinery compacts the soil and it damages it. And that will have a knock-on effect for the rest of the year. And we're finding that now. Some of the crops that we put in the ground in last September, the very few crops that we did get in, you know, they're struggling with compaction and, you know, waterlogging. And if the fields are compacted and waterlogged, when you do want to do a job, whether it be applying fertilizer or spraying the crops or just traveling on the fields to drill another crop, a spring crop, they're holding the water. It's not draining away through the soil because of the compaction. And you know, we're in quite a heavy land area here. It's London clay. You know, clearly if you go up, you know, further north in the county, you know, around Royston, the soil is a lot kinder up there and better drainage. But down here near London, we're heavy soil and most of our fields are land drained.